Chapter 11. Make smart trade-offs. You have to give up to grow up. What will it take for you to go to the next level? Vision? Yes. Hard work? Of course. Personal growth? Definitely. How about letting go of some of the things that you love and value most? Yes, and believe it or not, this is the thing that often holds people back. Even those who have achieved some level of success. When you're first starting out in your career, it's not very hard to give up to grow up. In fact, you're willing to give up everything for an opportunity. Why? Because your everything isn't much of anything. But what about when you've started to earn some things? A job you enjoy, a good salary, a home, a community you've become a part of, a level of security. Are you willing to give up those things for a chance of doing something that will take you closer to your potential? The truth about trade-offs. Life has many intersections, opportunities to go up or down. At these intersections, we make choices. We can add something to our life, subtract from it, or exchange something we have for something we don't. The most successful people know when to do which one of those three. Here are some insights that I hope will help you to understand trade-offs, spot them, and use them to your advantage. Trade-offs are available to us throughout life. Everybody makes trades throughout life, whether they know it or not. The question is whether you are going to make good ones or bad ones. In general, I believe that unsuccessful people make bad trade-offs. Average people make few trade-offs. Successful people make good trade-offs. You have to be willing to keep making significant trade-offs if you want to keep growing and striving to reach your potential. And when you stop making them, you will arrive at a dead end in life. And at that point, your growth will be done. And that will be the day that your best years are behind you and your potential is no longer ahead of you. We must learn to see trade-offs as opportunities for growth. Nothing creates a greater gap between successful and unsuccessful people than the choices we make. Too often, people make life more difficult for themselves because they make bad choices at the intersections of their life, or they decline to make choices because of fear. But it's important to remember that while we don't always get what we want, we always get what we choose. Whenever I face an opportunity for a trade-off, I ask myself two questions. What are the pluses and minuses of this trade-off? Anytime you react to one of life's crossroads according to fear rather than looking at its merits, you close yourself off from a potential opportunity. Figuring out the pluses and minuses of any given choice helps you deal with that fear. Looking at cold, hard facts can also lead you to discover that you have a tendency to overestimate the value of what you currently have and underestimate the value of what you may gain by giving it up. Will I go through this change or grow through this change? Good trade-offs are not something to be endured. That reflects a passive attitude and a mindset that says, I hope this turns out all right. Instead, positive trade-offs should be seen as opportunities for growth and seized. After all, we become better as a result of them. When we grow through change, we become active. We take control of our attitude and emotions. We become positive change agents in our own lives. Years ago, I determined that while others may lead timid lives, I would not. While others might see themselves as victims, I would not. While others leave their future in someone else's hands, I will not. While others simply go through life, I will grow through it. That is my choice, and I will surrender it to no one.